7 minutes to 11 on a Thursday morning. How lekker to be chatting with the good folk from hashtag Love North Coast. I've got two very special guests in for this special edition, both of whom are going to be answering all sorts of questions around the subject of hashtag Love North Coast. Leah Schoen and Barry Smith. Leah from hashtag Love North Coast and Barry from Accelerate Security Services. We're delighted to have you both. To unpack the premise, it's a very exciting premise. Love North Coast is a movement. It's a collective grouping of businesses and entities based on the North Coast who all share a common goal to promote the area, celebrate its success, and actively work towards changing the narrative. Leah, that's not a difficult task at all. It's like, you know, you've just been put in charge of South Africa. Fix it. So let's get cracking. What's your role at hashtag Love North Coast?
Thanks, Dave. So I just recently took over as coordinator for hashtag Love North Coast. I've obviously lived on the North Coast for more than 20 years and have a lot of experience writing and telling feel-good, positive stories about the North Coast. was a magazine editor and journalist for over 20 years, and I'm just extremely passionate about sharing the great lifestyle that we have here and the great individuals that make up the North Coast. So yeah, that's sort of the role that I'm in at the moment. I've been creating content on the social media platforms for about a year, but just recently stepped in as to help with the coordination.
It's interesting that we tend to hear lots of bad news always because that's what tends to get the attention. But there are so many good news stories that are not or haven't until recently been circulated and highlighted simply because I think we probably haven't had a hashtag Love North Coast movement. So tell us about the movement.
So, I think there are so many great stories, and the North Coast is a treasure trove of expertise and incredible talent and skill. You know, big businesses that have started out right here on our doorstep that people don't necessarily know about. So all of these stories deserve to be told and celebrated locally and nationally to sort of, and that's what the movement is all about.
Okay. I suppose one could also ask the question, why? I mean, what's the, it's nice that these things are there, but why bother to actually formulate them and put them together? And what's the purpose behind it?
Yeah. So a movement by definition is a group of people who all believe in something that's sort of bigger than themselves. So it's not about any one entity benefiting. It's about the greater collective coming together for everyone to benefit. So the idea behind hashtag Love North Coast is to tell the good side and tell the positive stories and sort of establish the North Coast as an aspirational area to live, work, invest, visit, and that's to the benefits of everyone who runs and owns a business on the North Coast, obviously. There's so many good stories to tell, whether they're financial or community related. And the idea is just really to market the region and drive a positive narrative on a local and a national level.
So how do you, it sounds like a bit of a glib question, how do you do that? But how do you do that?
Yeah. Well, we've started off doing it just sort of the most sort of financially easy way to do it, which is social media. We've got very fast growing, active social media platforms, Facebook and Instagram. And we've got a fantastic collection of content that really does showcase the best of what the North Coast has to offer so far. And that's gaining traction and momentum every single day. We also have a website. We've just launched a calendar on the website, a live events calendar. And it's free. Anyone can send us events that they have going on. And the idea is that if you arrive on the North Coast and you want to know what's happening this weekend or next week when you come on holiday or if you live here, is that you'll be able to go to this calendar and have a look at, first Thursdays or, the run at Holler, whatever's happening will be on this calendar. And it's just a great way of bringing the community together and showcasing again what we have to offer.
That's a great initiative.
And then we also have a lot of relationships with the major local events in the area, and we'll have a presence there. And it's a great way to establish ourselves and interact with the community at things like the Belita Pro and the Christmas Fair. Those are great platforms as well that we use.
Well, I must just salute the movement, and are very lucky to have you spearheading and coordinating, right, because they couldn't have found a better soul in terms of experience and ability. So well done to you, and well done to hashtag Love North Coast, and well done to Barry and the team at Accelerate for getting on board and driving it, because I mean these things also require financial support, and I suppose more than just financial support, this moral and physical support, and seeing you here together, it's wonderful. Let's Barry introduce you and welcome you and ask what Accelerate's role in the community is at the moment.
Dave, thanks. It's always nice to be in the studio. So Accelerate, as we know, we've been around for 45 years within the security industry, formerly known as Enforce. We've been in Bolito for over 20 years, and a lot of people will recognize us through that old Enforce brand,
you,
Orange
you
Vehicles.
You see, now you said, as you know, and I've been in Bolito for more than 20 years, and I didn't realize that Accelerate used to be Enforce.
So we've been here for 20 years. We consider Bolito, the North Coast, as our backyard. We came together with hashtag Love North Coast over a cup of coffee, and I think it was a conversation with like-minded people and organizations, and the thought process was right. For us it was right because we care about the community. I think there comes a point in time when you stop being a contractor, when you've been in an area for so long, and you start becoming almost a service provider to the community. And we've been involved with the community. We still are more recently in events like the Rage Festival. We are here protecting the community, the kids, the Big Week we're involved, the Big Braai Poiki competition. So we like to be involved. We like to show that we're there and we do care. And an organization like hashtag Love North Coast sort of elevates that, and we're happy to be involved.
So for anyone listening to this and wanting to become, because you know what happens, people like being part of a success story, and this is definitely going to be, it already is, but it's going to grow, the success story of the North Coast in terms of this collective initiative. But is there space for the individual to be involved?
Absolutely, and I think Leah can also answer to that, but through the platforms, through the websites, you can certainly get involved and show your interest with the organization.
So is it, do you need membership, or is it really just a question of here's the information, use it?
Yeah, I think so obviously it's about whether, you know, how much of a participative role you want to have in it. If you are a business owner on the North Coast and understand and see the bigger picture of coming together and putting some financial support behind this to grow the region and grow the area, because this is really more than just a brand awareness initiative, it's a placemaking initiative. So we're creating a place here that is recognizable locally, nationally, as this, you know, feel good North Coast. Yes, I want to go there. Yes, I want to spend my money there. So if you as a business owner see the value in putting a financial support behind that, then we do have a membership sort of option where you can sit in on our monthly 1 hour brainstorming sessions where we all come together right here at the studios at Next Level, and we get to hash out ways that we can grow the brand and develop the region. And and then all of that funding obviously goes back into marketing. Okay. Hashtag Love North Coast. That's purely what it's used for.
You know, I think listening to the story unfold and wondering, well, let's have a look and see what is the value, what is the benefit. And clearly there are always going to be those that believe that possibly collaboration may be, in a sense, not their strong suit. They want an individual brand, and we don't want to water down, etc., etc. However, consider the fact that if the UIP, for example, didn't exist, Bolito would be a very different place.
Yeah, absolutely.
And the collaboration of the businesses that saw to the future proofing of their investment by the collaboration, financial and in terms of thoughts and ideas, to get behind a move like that Well, that has more than future-proofed their investment. That has created a much more exciting premise all around. That was then. This is now. The UIP is a great success, and bless them, more strength to them. They do fabulous work. Now you're talking about a branding marketing initiative. Imagine how strong Brand Bolito will be if we all get involved.
Yeah.
Because that's it. It's something that everyone can benefit from and will.
And that's been one of the most refreshing and encouraging things for me, to sit around these monthly sort of brainstorming sessions and see people who are technically opposition to one another in terms of their businesses, but they see the value in sitting down and having the conversation about how can we all benefit from this, because we all ultimately, you know, want the region to grow and are all going to benefit if we come together.
Yeah, that's a bit of a lesson to be learned. You know, you hear about the restaurant analogy of a restaurant opening up on a corner and another one opening up on the opposite corner, and people saying, but isn't that going to be terrible for business? You know, half your business going to go. The canny restaurateur says, no, in fact, we'd like to get two more restaurants on the available corners, because that then creates a vibe and a zone and a reason to come through, and we all benefit. That's exactly what we're talking
about. That's exactly what we're talking about.
So fabulous. Yeah. More strength to the bow. Hashtag Love North Coast is alive and well. Leah and Barry are living testimony to it. Thanks so much for popping in to share the love, and we'll keep the conversation going, shall we?
Wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you.
Very
thank
good
you so
idea.
Much.
And this will go up as a podcast shortly, so if you've just tuned in and wondering what we've been talking about and who my guests are, it'll be able to be downloaded and shared, the entire conversation. And I encourage you to do that, because this is ultimately where collaboration is power. Thanks again for joining me, folks.
Thanks, Dave.
Thank you, Dave.
And Radio Life and Style continues until Dave Gaselli drives you home this afternoon. The morning show was brought to you proudly by Bidvest McCarthy Toyota Bolito. The music continues 24/7. We'll catch up with you again. Oh, by the way, today we've got a little bit of wine flowing in the studio at midday, so there's something to look forward to. The wine of the week, brought to you by Tops at Lifestyle. Until then, here's James.